Welcome to the godshow.us daily. All right. I have been booed in 47 arenas on 4 continents, and I have never walked into a room this hostile to being told the truth. You came here tonight wanting permission. You wanted someone to say, keep the watch. It's beautiful. Love is never wrong. Instead, you are getting 15 wisdom traditions, 1 question about a dead man's wristwatch, and 0 comfortable exits. 1 question, many traditions, no mercy.
TheGodShow.us is a free daily multilingual project. Find today's question, ask your own, and discover your personal belief profile at TheGodShow.us. Today's question, should I keep wearing my uncle's watch even though it runs 12 minutes fast and has made me late to everything for 2 years? Here are the stakes if you get this wrong. Get it wrong in one direction, and you turn a dead man's gift into a daily punishment. 2 years of scrambling, apologizing, arriving breathless for love you're not even sure he would have wanted from you. Get it wrong in the other direction and you fix a clock, lose a ritual, and find out grief was the only thing keeping you close to him. Should you keep wearing your uncle's watch? Judaism goes first for me because it tells a story instead of a rule. There's a man in Vilna wearing his dead father's coat long after the lining gave out. Shivering, insisting he's not cold, he's remembering. And his daughter watching from the doorway thinks he's not remembering, he's hiding. Judaism names the move perfectly. The watch running 12 minutes fast isn't about your uncle anymore. It's about whether you live inside those 12 minutes or he does.
But Judaism doesn't say take it off. It asks a question and leaves you in the doorway with the daughter. That's very different from a verdict. Stoicism gives you the verdict. It says the watch is a machine he once owned, and the machine is lying to you every morning, and you have chosen this, and you should stop choosing it. That's the version of this that stings because it removes the poetry.
Stoicism is useful here, but existentialism is sharper. It says you haven't been late because of the watch. You've been late because every morning you strapped on a clock you knew was wrong and then blamed the metal. That's a 2-year sentence you're serving voluntarily and calling the cell a shrine. The distinction matters, because if it's a choice, you can change it without losing him.
Sufism goes somewhere none of those go. It says the lateness has been carrying what your mouth can't yet say about him. You've been outsourcing the grief to the schedule, which, honestly, is one of the more devastating diagnoses in this episode. Because it means fixing the watch doesn't fix the problem. The problem is you haven't said the thing yet. The watch is just where you put it.
The pop culture oracle went to Jurassic Park site. The scene where the T-Rex takes the goat and the park keeps tethering fresh goats to the same post anyway. It says your uncle's watch doesn't tell time, it tells grief. And those are different instruments and only one of them should schedule your life. I did not expect the dinosaur movie to land cleanest on this, but here we are. Taoism makes the same move more quietly. You've decided the watch is right and the world is wrong. And you're turning furiously around a fixed error you chose, wind it back 12 minutes, or don't. But stop calling the lateness fate. Buddhism put it plainly. You've been living 12 minutes inside a story about him, and that's what love does when it has nowhere else to go. But no tradition settled the harder question. How do you stay close to someone who is gone without making their absence the thing that runs your life? That one's still open. Bring it tomorrow.
And there it is. The crowd came for permission and got a Vilna coat, a T-Rex, and a Sufi poet, telling them they've been outsourcing the grief to their wrist. That is what happens when you bring a broken instrument into this arena. If tonight moved you, if 15 traditions just rearranged something in your chest, thegodshow.us is free. It is daily, it is multilingual, and it runs on support from listeners like you. Find us, back us, and bring someone else along at thegodshow.us. TheGodShow.us would like to thank our sponsor, Typeset.us. When generic web typography is letting you down, refine your work for free using Typeset.us. And thanks to DYorkMusic.com for our dark rock intro tune. The watch is still on your wrist. The minute hand is still moving. The goat pen is still empty. See you tomorrow for our take on the God Show's question of the day.